A group of outsider candidates are joining with some of New Jersey's leading progressive activists and throwing their weight behind a lawsuit that argues the state's ballot design is unconstitutional. WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports on their fight to rein in the influence party insiders exert in state elections.
When John Wisniewski ran in the 2017 Democratic primary for governor, he was a state assemblyman riding a wave of popularity and name recognition thanks to his role leading the investigation into the Bridgegate scandal. But when the votes were cast, he only won in Salem County. Not coincidentally, it's one of only two counties in New Jersey where the local political machines don't choose who gets the best position on the primary ballot. So in Salem, Wisniewski's name was prominently displayed on the ballot's top left side.
What this underscores is that if you are somebody who aspires for office, you have to go through and get approved by the establishment in order to be a candidate.
New Jersey is the only state that allows county party organizations, or political machines, to design the primary ballot. That means they decide which candidates are grouped together and whose name appears in a dominant position that confers an electoral advantage. It's called the county line, and its value is as good as gold. It allows a candidate for state or local office to have their name bracketed beneath a political brand, like Governor Phil Murphy or U.S. Senator Cory Booker. Now, a lawsuit filed by a long-shot congressional candidate in last year's primary is getting some firepower behind it. New Jersey Working Families Alliance and its director, Sue Altman.
But you say this to somebody in New Jersey, and then they're like, wait, you're going to do what? You can't do that. Like, you're never going to work in Jersey politics. If you lose this, you're going to be blacklisted for life. I'm like, all right, well, okay.
Altman's group is joining a federal lawsuit that asks the court to rule the current ballot design unconstitutional. The lawsuit is also being joined by Artie Krybek, who unsuccessfully primaried Congressman Josh Gottheimer, and other outsider candidates who have tried to break the incumbent's lock on power. But State Senator Nick Scutari, who also serves as the chair of the Union County Democratic Party, says he thinks the endorsement process and ballot design is fair and serves a valuable role in screening candidates.
I think it lends towards the best candidates. The organization takes the selection of candidates very seriously, and it's a democratic system made up of Democratic Party members that are all elected by Democratic primary voters.
While Union County holds an open vote, other counties make their decisions behind closed doors.
I mean, I think that this really at its core is an issue of democracy.
Election law attorney Brett Pugach is representing the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. He says party machines often place challengers in what's known as Ballot Siberia, a column to the far right, separated by a dozen empty columns with the best-known candidates.
It leads to a situation where candidates are kind of beholden to their county bosses more than they are representative of their constituents, and that's a fundamental problem.
Research shows that candidates who are given the county line gain a 250,000 vote advantage in a statewide primary. Those benefits extend down the ballot. So, for example, an incumbent state legislator hasn't lost a primary in New Jersey since 2009. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.